Maybe that in our own present life, without all this integral perfection, we may be able to pull through this life. Although we may say that many problems will be certainly faced by you, and very often we won't be able to answer them. But maybe that we may pull through. But when you have to tell your children to be equipped, then you have to tell them, look, my dear children, you are now going on the wings which are flying at a very great speed. And if you want to be capable of withstanding the tremendous flow of winds all over, then this kind of equipment is necessary. If you think that you are leading a life which is what it is now, and you will be able to carry through your life, do not have illusions. There was one day one person came to ask the mother a question. Is it necessary to compel anybody to learn? Because it might be assumed that from what I am talking of imposing upon children a big program of learning and teaching. So when this question was put to the mother, mother said, you have no right to impose knowledge upon anybody. If somebody chooses to remain ignorant, he has the right to remain ignorant. But tell him, if a child says, I don't want to learn this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, make it very clear to the child that, look, you are free not to be get equipped with all that I would like to present to you. But if you do not get equipped, have no illusions that being ignorant and yet to be able to face the world which is going to come before you is impossible. Make a choice after this. Decide that you don't want to face the world, you don't want to be anything in this world, you don't want to be able to confront the world. Make a choice. You don't want. Remain ignorant. And I will not impose it on you. But if you want it, then this is the consequence. Now you choose between the two. There are two alternatives. Either be equipped in such a way that you will be able to confront the world properly, rightly, majestically, royally, or you remain like a kind of a little thing in a, like a peg in the machine, and it will be crushed all the time by a machine, and then you will all the time cry against yourself, against the world, against everything. You have to make a choice. Now it is in that context that the present generation of young people, and the present youth is quite a long youth, from the age of 15 to the age of 70 is youth in the modern times. Isn't it? The modern youth is a quite a long definition. At one time it was only between 15 and 35, but now it is from 15 to 70. If the longevity is getting longer and longer, in any case up to the age of 70 you are required to work youthfully. It is even today, if you can't work youthfully up to the age of 70, you cannot really bear the burden of life. The responsibilities are so great that you have to plan that at least up to the age of 70 you will be able to work so vigorously as a young man of 35 would do. So that is definition of today. So at least to the people between the age of 15 and 70, I would say that this kind of equipment is very necessary. So now you make a decision. We can escape reading all this, and in fact before starting it I had asked you this question. Do we really want to go through this? It is highly intellectual. It is very difficult. And still somehow we were led into it. We felt, doesn't matter, let us see how it is. Now when you taste it, it is tasting like what you are now feeling. That is it necessary at all? Why to go through this at all? So even now it is an open choice for all of us. If you say, well, not necessary, we can close this line of thinking, line of development, we can start something else, or we can close down completely, we are completely free. Or else, we go through this, since you have come up to this point, why not to take the further trouble? It may take 1 month, 2 months, and only 7 pages, it is not much at all, only 7 pages, and what a boon. If you read the 7 pages and you are absolutely sure of what is written here, what a tremendous equipment you have. So I am sure that you all will choose that we shall go through this, right? But for today we can close in any case. It's already 1 o'clock today.
You mentioned in today's generation, yes, when we talk about the Mahabharata times, you need to say that we are moving in a much faster pace of living,
yes,
today as compared to then.
Undoubtedly. To bring all the chariots to Hastinapura, to Kurukshetra, took many months. Today Kurukshetra, you start somewhere, within 5 hours you can have a Kurukshetra. This is the speed today. Very fast. Today's movements are very fast.
You could at least end with that euphoria that you leave us in.
All right. One chapter, one paragraph which will be. But you know, the paragraph which I read today is very difficult.
No, we could read it again and you could explain to us.
I shall only read again, but I will not explain it because that will take at least 1 hour. So, but I want to do it very nicely with all of you. As if we do alphabet, you know,
yes,
A, B, C, D, like that, so that every line becomes clear, and but with your help, that is to say, be concentrated, and we shall go through every line. And in doing so, you may not remain confined only to what is written here, because there are so many lines behind lines that we need to bring them out. But doesn't matter, we shall do it. But is this a true record? May it not be that time and space so disappear merely because the existence we are regarding is a fiction of the intellect, a fantastic nihil created by speech, which we strive to erect into a conceptual reality? We regard again that existence in itself and we say, no. There is something behind the phenomenon, not only infinite but indefinable. Of no phenomenon, of no totality of phenomena, can we say that absolutely it is. Even if you reduce all phenomena to one fundamental, universal, irreducible phenomenon of movement or energy, we get only an indefinable phenomenon. The very conception of movement carries with it the potentiality of repose and betrays itself as an activity of some existence. The very idea of energy in action carries with it the idea of energy abstaining from action. And an absolute energy not in action is simply and purely absolute existence. We have only these two alternatives: either an indefinable pure existence or an indefinable energy in action. And if the latter alone is true, without any stable base or cause, then the energy is a result and phenomenon generated by the action, the movement which alone is. We have then no existence, or we have the nihil of the Buddhists, with existence as only an attribute of an eternal phenomenon of action, of karma, of movement. This asserts a pure reason, leaves my perceptions unsatisfied, contradicts my fundamental seeing, and therefore cannot be. For it brings us to a last abruptly ceasing stair of an ascent, which leaves the whole staircase without support, suspended in the void. But we shall soon do next time, all right?